Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Let's open our Bible to Ephesians chapter 6. It's so good to see you. We're glad you're here, everybody online, out in the lobby, Rock Express. But open your Bible. You're going to need it, right, at Church on the Rock. Open your Bible to chapter 6 of the book of Ephesians. The Apostle Paul wrote this book while in prison. And he's sitting there and he's looking at a Roman soldier and he sees the seven pieces. Everybody say seven. Seven is the number for perfection. So God's giving you the perfect armor for the battle you're in today. We're teaching on the armor of God. And I want to help you today because I know all of us are in some kind of a battle. I met a person this week who just found out that his wife had 3 months to live. She has cancer, 3 months to live. That would be really hard, wouldn't it? In the ministry here, we hear things like this all the time. I know people are in battles. I want to help you. I want to give you the good news. I want to give you the Word of God. Like we said, out there in the world right now, they said it's going to be a summer of pain. We're not going to participate. For us, it's going to be a summer of gain because it's God's will you be successful in your marriage, your parenting, your family, your health, right? Now, since Roe versus Wade got turned over this week, now they came out. Yeah, let's celebrate. Come on, let's celebrate. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is good, and we love everybody. Amen. But since that happened, they've come out now, and they said it's going to be a summer of hate and a summer of anger. I'm not going to participate in a summer of hate or a summer of anger. You're only going to destroy yourself. We don't want that. So what are we going to do? We're going to go, what does the Word say about all the things that you and I are dealing with in the world we're living in right now? So let's go to Ephesians. Guys, have it on the board. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Ephesians 6, verse 10. We're going to read through verse 18. The seven pieces of the armor of God. Now, remember, I've taught you already what the armor is, right? You don't put the armor. I grew up in the church, and I remember we would think, you put the armor on this way. Well, this morning I put on the helmet of salvation. I put on the breastplate of righteousness. I put on the sword of the Spirit. That is not how you put the armor of God on. The armor of God is Bible knowledge on that subject properly applied to your circumstance. The armor of God is the Word of God, the knowledge of God applied, spoken to your particular situation on that subject. So we define the armor of God. We defined on how to use it. Remember Matthew 4, Jesus showed us how to use the armor. You use the armor by taking the scripture on that subject and you speak it to the doubt, the fiery darts of the devil. We found out how to use the armor by speaking the Word of God on that subject. And then last weekend, we taught on how to put the armor on. You put the armor on by meditation. It's not the word I know. It's the word I meditate on that grows in my life. It's not the word I know. It's the word I meditate on that grows in my life. All right? So today, I want to talk to you about how to stand and resist the devil. How to stand and resist the devil. That's our topic today. Because we do have an enemy, an adversary. It's the devil, and he's real, and he's in the atmosphere. The devil is not in hell. You know that, right? He's in the atmosphere, okay? He's out there. We talked about the four levels last week. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. My strength is not enough. And in the power of his might. I remember when we started this church 39 years ago, all hell came against us. Kim was pregnant with Stephen. She had him premature. He came early. Kim had toxemia poison. She was in St. Luke's. Stephen was in Children's Hospital. Doctor said he wouldn't live. Doctor told me even, don't worry about the birth certificate. He's not going to make it. That was tough. I didn't have enough strength in myself. Launching a new church with 35 people, a family, a new baby, a newborn not expected to live. Our family thought we were crazy for starting this church. My denomination said I was a cult. People made up lies that I had been married four or five or six times. Let me tell you, one wife, one life, that's enough. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. 49 years this year. And pray for us because we need your prayers. Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God, not just one piece, all seven pieces, that you may be able to what? Stand. I want to talk to you today about how to stand and resist the devil. Verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but four levels against principalities. They're assigned to nations, against powers. Those are little demons, single demons that just irritate you. They come to irritate you, kind of like thorns in the flesh. Against the rulers of darkness of this world. That's groupies of demons that come. We call that an evil day. You hit with your health, your finances, your kids, your marriage. We looked into this the last 2 weeks. Spiritual wickedness in high places. We looked at that. Verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand, stand, resist, and withstand on the evil day, having done all to stand. That's powerful, isn't it? We're to stand and we're to resist the devil. Verse 14. Stand therefore. Boy, he keeps telling us to stand. Notice, without the armor, evidently, we can't stand. Without the armor, we can't stand in our struggle or resist the onslaught of the devil, his lies, his doubt, his fiery darts. We need the armor to be able to stand, resist, and withstand. Next verse, verse 15. Your feet shall with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Verse 16. Above all, take the shield of faith. You'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, the devil. Those fiery darts are lies to create doubt, okay? Verse 17, take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Verse 18, talk about prayer. That's the Spirit. So there are seven pieces there. So go with me, if you would, in your Bible. I want to go to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. Guys, I want to jump ahead to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. So everybody say, resist and stand. Okay? So be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, who's the devil? So it's not people. It's not people. As a roaring lion walks about seeking whom? He can't devour everybody. He can't devour everybody. He can't devour you without your permission, without giving him an inroad. Fear gives him an inroad. Worry gives him an inroad. Doubt gives him an inroad. He can't devour everybody. He's looking for who has an open door. Verse 9, whom resist? What are we to do when the devil comes to tempt and test and try us? We are to stand and resist him. Resist steadfast. It's kind of like our immune system naturally. Our immune system is there to what? Fight off disease and sickness. Well, when the devil comes to seek and kill and destroy, we're to fight that off. Kind of like a spiritual resistance. How's our spiritual immune system? Our spiritual immune system. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions that you're going through, other Christians are going through the very same thing. Now, if you see me kind of moving fast today, because I got to catch a plane this morning, and I'm going to four different churches this week just to check out their nursery and their children's department to get new ideas for your family. Bring him back next weekend. Is that okay? So y'all pray for me, all right? Okay, let's go to the next scripture, guys. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Why do we have to resist and stand? Because we have an adversary. We're in a spiritual war. We're in a battle. It's in our mind. But the devil is out there in the atmosphere. He is not in hell. He's in the atmosphere, okay? And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, verse 2. Wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world. We used to think like the world. Some are of pain, some are of hate, some are of anger, but no longer. Because now we've been quickened. We're a new creature in Christ. We think differently. We act differently. We behave differently. We're in a new family. We're in a new kingdom. Wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according, here it is, to the prince of the power of the atmosphere. Who's that? The devil. He's the prince of the power of the atmosphere. So that's why he's out there to hinder God's plan and purpose for your life. Spiritual warfare is all over. You know, our mission statement is to lead people to a God is for them, help them discover his purpose for their life. The devil's out there in the atmosphere with all of his demons to hinder your prayers and to hinder your confession, to hinder your walk, and to hinder God's plan from coming to pass in your life. He's in the heavenlies. He's in the atmosphere with all of his host of demons to hinder God's will for your life. That's the struggle we're in, and that's why there's a struggle. The prince of the power of the air, the devil, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. The children of obedience, godly. Children of disobedience, ungodly. Y'all still with me, everybody? All right. So how do we stand and resist the devil? How do we stand and resist the devil? I'm going to give you three ways. Let's go to Mark 11, verse 22. And Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Actually, it says have the God kind of faith. When you and I got born again, we got supernatural faith. We got the measure of faith. We had natural faith. Sinners have natural faith. Ungodly people have natural things they have faith in. But that's not this. This is supernatural faith. This is the faith of God. You've been given the faith of God. We need to know how it works so we can work it. We need to know how it works so we can work it. So how does it work? Mark 11:23. This is how the faith of God operates. 3 points. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, everybody say, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe those things which they say, but say, saith, shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Say, saith. One time it talks about believing. 3 times it talks about saying. What I'm saying with my mouth reveals the measure of faith in my heart. What I'm saying with my mouth, the words that I'm speaking reveal the measure of faith in my heart or my spirit. What I'm saying, how have I been talking, that reveals to me how much faith I have. What I say with my mouth, 3 times more saying than believing. Why? Because if you start saying what the world is saying, you'll start believing what the world is believing. You know, with my family. So let's look at this. Let's look at this. I want to give you the 3 phases of faith. Everyone say the 3 phases of faith. Okay? Number one, the release of faith. This is how the God kind of faith works that only Christians have. You have an edge. And that is the release of faith. You speak. How do you release your faith? Through speaking. So you speak to the mountain. The mountain is your battle. It's your test, your trial, your hardship, your situation you're dealing with. So 3 phases of faith, the God kind of faith. How do we stand? You got to say it. Remember, Jesus wrote it, but he quoted. It is written. You got to speak it out loud. That's why I have you say things out loud, because when you say it and you hear yourself say it, you believe it more than just hearing me say it. It's a psychological principle. So the release of faith is speaking to the mountain. Number 2, the fight of faith. Notice he says, speak to the mountain and shall not doubt in your heart. So the fight of faith that you and I are going through right now is all over doubt. The devil's trying to cause us to doubt our salvation, our healing that we need, the breakthrough, our kids, our marriage being restored, our career, our business, our future, our peace of mind, getting rid of old habits. The devil comes. This is what we call the fight of faith. That's why we need the armor. We don't have enough strength in ourselves to win this battle. We don't have enough might. So we need to put on the armor of God so that we can stand and resist. How do you do that? Mountains come our way every day. You release your faith by speaking to the mountain. Secondly, the second phase is now you're going to enter the fight of faith, because doubt is an enemy. Doubt is a thief. Unbelief is a thief. I've only got 5 minutes left. Y'all with me? Unbelief is a thief. Doubt is an enemy. It's not your friend. When doubt comes, it's never God. So the fight, why we need the armor, is do not doubt. It's all over doubt. And then the third phase is, I know the level of faith in my heart by the words coming out of my mouth. That's worth coming to Church on the Rock today. Just evaluate, what have you been saying? What have you been saying? And that's revealing how much faith you have. How much faith you have. How much faith I have. All right? So the third phase, I guess we got this scripture. Matthew 12:34, out of the abundance of the heart. So whatever's in your heart's coming out your mouth. You know the measure of faith you have. No faith, little faith, strong faith, weak faith, growing faith, by how you're talking. Your words are a revealer of the measure of faith in your heart. Three phases of faith: speak to the mountain. Secondly, the fight over doubt. You got to keep doubt out. Pastor, I'm wavering, I'm doubting. We all do. How do you keep doubt out? By speaking the word of God. By speaking the word of God, you knock out doubt. All right? So the third phase, as Isaiah comes out, is the answers to faith. The answers to faith. And you shall receive it. Y'all see the three phases? You speak to the mountain, and then you go through. That's the release of faith, and you got to do that. And then you have the fight of faith. That's over the fiery darts. That's over doubt. You got to keep doubt out. And because why? Because usually answers don't come immediately. Usually answers don't come instantly. It's over time. You got to hold fast to your confession over time. You can't give in to doubt. Knock it out by speaking the word. Third phase, he said, and you shall receive. And you shall receive. That's future. Usually not instant. Usually you have to stand, resist those thoughts of doubt. How do you do it, Pastor? It starts in your mouth. It goes to your mind. It gets in your heart. So what's in my heart reveals what I've been saying. What I'm saying reveals what's in my heart. To get doubt out of your heart, change what you're saying, what you're listening to, what you're looking at, and who you're running with. Am I helping anybody? I'm doing my life level best. You usually have to stand, resist, and wait. There are things I'm still waiting on for over a decade. But I'm not going to waver with my confession. I'm not going to give up. Because the battles are in the atmosphere. The prince and the power of the air, the devil's in the atmosphere with his demons fighting over what God wants to give you: abundant life, victory, peace, joy, direction, breakthrough. Y'all with me? Good time for a praise break, everybody. Hallelujah. Takeaways. Put on the armor daily with your words. Derek Prince. Anybody ever heard of Derek Prince? Derek Prince. Used to confess. He said, I heard him say it publicly, over 200 scriptures a day. Derek Prince. Never listened to him. You ought to listen to him on YouTube. He's awesome. Okay? He's in my era. He's in heaven now. Lived in Jerusalem. But he said daily, his habit was, what was he doing? Putting on the armor of God. Can you imagine? 200 scriptures a day, he said, was his quiet time. Wow. I don't do that either, and so we got a ways to go. Amen? So then we have work on managing your mouth. Work on managing your mouth. Work on managing your mouth. Because it starts with your mouth, gets in your mind, drops in your spirit, and then what happens? If it's faith, you will receive. If it's doubt, you won't receive. The amount of faith I have is measured, identified by my confession and by my words. Y'all get something today? Come on, give the Lord a big thank you for the word. Amen, amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.